Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Talking today with Heidi from the Randall County Farm Bureau. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's been a little while since we talked.
Yeah.
We had a lot of stuff that's passed, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a lot of stuff, you know, coming up, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah.
I guess just kind of briefly, what kind of topics are we going to cover today?
Yeah. So we actually have a couple things coming up here in the next month or two. So we actually have our Randolph County annual meeting at the end of this month on the 25th. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take place at St. Mark's in Steelville. So we're looking forward to that, getting ready and preparing for that. It's a pretty good meeting and there's going to be food there. So hopefully we'll have a pretty good turnout. But then we also have our IAA annual meeting, which is Illinois Farm Bureau. Mm-hmm. And we all go up to Chicago at the first weekend of December. And then we have our big annual meeting there as well. So it'll be a busy next month or month and a half or so, but looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let's get a break out of the way and we'll come back. And again, we're talking with Heidi from the Randall County Farm Bureau. You're listening to The People Speak. We'll be right back. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. Again, I'm Jeff, talking today with Heidi from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And you're talking about some of the things you got coming up. The Randolph County annual meeting, you said. And when was that again?
Yeah, that's November 25th. And it's going to be at St. Mark's in Steelville.
Okay. November. It seems like we were just talking about July.
I know.
We're talking, you know,
we were just talking about ice cream. And now we're talking about our annual meeting.
Right. Speaking of which, you know, I mean, I don't know if we talked since the grand or not.
It's been a while.
But how did that go?
It went pretty well, actually. We broke last year's record, so we sold 890 gallons of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
So it was a pretty good turnout, and altogether, I mean, it was definitely an interesting first year for me, but it was good, definitely good.
So you're probably done with ice cream for the year, right?
Yeah, we were. So the last time we actually made ice cream was for the LKSI barge tour, and that left from Modoc at the Lock and Dam. So that was the last ice cream making for the year that I had to do.
So what was the favorite flavor this year?
I think the favorite flavor that sold the most is definitely our peach flavor. But butter pecan came in a close second. It seemed like that I could never make enough of that almost. Crazy,
right?
It's always those odd flavors too, the ones that you think maybe not might sell as much, and then they end up selling more. It's crazy.
I know I ask you, it's like, you know, okay, you've been here for several months and stuff, and kind of molded into the the community and that.
Yeah.
Things going well then?
Yeah, things are going really good. It's been definitely interesting year because there's so many different programs and activities that we do. So I'm trying to still learn all the different things that we do and how to kind of prepare for them and get ready for them. Mm-hmm. So once I hit that 1 year mark, I think I'll be pretty good for the most part, just so that because I'll have a better idea of what we do all year round, and then where I'm able to kind of make more stuff for us to do, and then make some changes and whatnot as well. So that first year is probably the hardest year in any job, especially because you're trying to get used to it, you're trying to get acclimated to it. But it's been going pretty good, and that fundraiser definitely was like the cherry on top, seeing that how much hard work paid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those, you know, where you can be told this is what we do at this time, this is what we do, but until you actually go through the process, it really doesn't sink in and doesn't kind of mold itself into your routine.
Right. Yep. And it'll be interesting too, because I mean, our annual meeting is November 25th, and then we have Chicago annual meeting, and that starts on the 7th of December. So it's a really quick turnaround time. So I've been trying to plan for both at one time, and it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's the first year, so you have to get through it, and then the second year will just be much better.
Right. Any new things, any changes?
We don't have many changes at all, but we do have our fruit sales going on right now, too. So you can purchase oranges, grapefruits, and clementines, and those orders can be put in until our annual meeting on November 25th. So Okay. The earlier, the better if people are going to put in their orders, but November 25th is the cutoff date. So we have that going on. And then we also actually just hired a new Ag in the Classroom coordinator. Her name is Margaret, and so she actually started last week. So it's going pretty good, and we're just trying to get her into the community to make sure that she's able to reach all the schools just as much as we have been in the past. So if people want to get a hold of her, they just have to email aitc@rcfb.org.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty good. We're excited to finally have an Ag in the Classroom coordinator again and get that program back and going. We know that teachers really look forward to that through the school year. And we don't have Dexter. He did pass away. But we are looking forward to just having a really great year again. So.
Okay. It's always a popular program, I think, isn't it? Especially with the kids.
And yeah. Yeah, and I actually just did a conservation fair over in DuCoin. So that was pretty good. It was 2 days, and fourth and fifth graders came, and I got to teach them about pumpkins. And a lot of the stuff that I was teaching them about pumpkins, these kids really had no idea about. So It's awesome just to see that when you're teaching kids a lesson like that, even something so basic like that, and something that it was Halloween season, right? So They decorate pumpkins all the time, but they don't know what goes into it. And so to be able to teach them stuff like that is awesome, because then the looks on their faces, they just get so amazed at the stuff that you're telling them. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, I had heard one time that Illinois is a pumpkin capital or something.
Yeah, yep, Illinois is. Actually, Tazewell County is one of the biggest counties to produce pumpkins. So,
which is up north.
Right? Yes. Pretty interesting fact. I learned that this year as well. So, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I learned a lot of stuff, too, when I was trying to prepare for that lesson as well. So,
so Ag in the Classroom is getting ready to.
Yep.
Get back in swing in that.
Yep. And, she's already been scheduling classes. She's had teachers reach out to her to get her into classes. So it's just a matter of if teachers want her to come, then they need to email us and let us know, and then we can definitely work together or something.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break in here.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk some more with Heidi from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. And we got a little over 10 minutes left in the program, talking with Heidi from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We're talking about some of the things that have been going on. We mentioned the grand and the ice cream, and this was your biggest year yet, I guess.
Yeah. Definitely was. Definitely kept me on my toes. It was long, probably 2 weeks, but it paid off. That's for sure.
And so you got the meetings coming up and stuff, but then I guess it's time to start, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've already started, but planning for 2020.
I'm kind of been looking at the calendar and seeing what we've got going on coming up January, February, March, etc. But then we also are I've been also keeping in contact with the board of directors, because they're in the fields right now harvesting, so they tell me that that's going pretty well as well. It's just right now, with everyone being in the fields, it's a little bit of a slower time, but we still definitely have things to get ready for.
Right. Yeah, I noticed quite a few fields that have already been, you know, cut and combined, but still quite a few out there yet.
Yeah, we are actually pretty lucky that we're able to get into the fields, especially, I mean, the further north you go, there's a lot of snow on the ground, and that really put a halt to harvest up there. So we are lucky, and we do have some pretty great weather to be out and about. I mean, there are some days that may not be as well as others. I know this week it's supposed to be kind of crummy on Thursday, but otherwise, we are having some pretty good weather, so it's just a matter of the farmers being able to get out in the fields and get the corn or soybeans or whatever they have picked and ready to go. So it's been going good, and hopefully they're able to finish sooner rather than later. But true. They don't want to be harvesting when it starts to frost, because that will not be good. So
And we already did have a light frost.
Yeah.
So
Yep, and thankfully we did not get much snow, so.
True.
That would definitely not be a good thing.
Of course, you being from up north and being raised up there and stuff, you're a little more used to it, whereas down here people tend to, oh my gosh, it's going to snow. You know, just it might be just a covering of the ground, but yet, you know, where you it's like, it didn't snow.
Yeah.
You know, that's not snow.
Yeah, I went to school in Wisconsin, so I was pretty used to snow all the time. It snowed as early as September, and it snowed, I mean, I remember it snowed on my birthday in March, so it snowed quite a bit up there, so I'm pretty used to it, but... I mean, I love snow, don't get me wrong, but I would rather see the farmers be able to get their work done because I know how much of a pain it is and how much of a halt it makes them come to. So it's got its perks, but it's definitely not a good thing until late December.
Right. And I mean, and that's another thing too, you know, obviously harvest going on and stuff. That means the machinery and the trucks and stuff are on the roads and people need to, you know, be aware of
it. Yep, yep. And especially... be aware because there are so many accidents that are occurring with tractors and semis and whatnot. And it's just, I mean, some people, we always advocate for safe driving on the road and making sure you know the rules of the road. And Scott's Law is a huge thing right now, even in the state of Illinois. So if you see a semi or someone pulled over on the side of the road, just to be able to move over and give them some space. There are so many accidents happening. I actually just read a story up further north in Illinois, and there was a tractor accident with someone trying to get out of a tractor, and they were hit. So, I mean, ultimately, it's just a matter of trying to be safe on the roads and trying to respect those that are driving. I mean, tractors can't go that fast. So, I understand that, yeah, maybe a pain sometimes to have to follow them in traffic. But ultimately, you know, you still cannot pass in a no passing zone. And a lot of people might think otherwise that, you know, if there's no cars coming, they can do it. But that's a lot of times when accidents do happen. So,
I mean, and they're going slow, but they're not creeping either.
Right.
So you got to take that in consideration. It's still going to take you a little bit of time to get around them.
Right. And I don't know any farmer that's not going to try their best to pull over when they have the opportunity and it's safe to do so. So yes, I mean, you have to follow them for a little bit, but then they're going to try and pull over as soon as they can so that you can get around them safely. And I mean, I also read one time that following a tractor, I think it was for 5 minutes or so, is equivalent to sitting at one stoplight in the city. So, I mean, you just have to think of it in that perspective. And I always try to tell people to, you know, if you're not in a hurry, you're not going to get mad, right? So you're not going to be that worried to get to work on time or whatnot. So especially during harvest season, just give yourself a little bit more time to get to work because you never know if you're going to end up stuck behind a combine or a tractor. I mean, it does happen. And especially with this road being closed over here in front of FS, I mean, you have to add in some additional travel time for that. But it's just like that. You know, you have to plan accordingly and make sure that you have the time to do so and make it to work on time. So, yep, tractor safety is definitely one of the biggest things right now in agriculture because there are just so many people on the roads and there's so much machinery on the road as well. So it's important. I mean, same with Scott's Law. I mean, the person pulled over could be a family member or a relative. So you want to be able to treat them with the same respect you would treat any of your family members, right? So you'd want to move over for them and make sure that there's no accidents that occur because who wants to deal with an accident, right? You don't want to deal with that. So just a matter of driving safe and respecting others on the road.
All right. Well, I guess we can wrap things up if you want. We'll be talking, and I mentioned earlier too, I think we talked about our toy drive, which we normally have, which we'll be starting in the collection of that, and I guess people would be able to drop off toys at the Farm Bureau office and also here at the station. So, I mean, that'll be coming up, and the Farm Bureau has always been very helpful to WHCO in the toy drive. So
yeah, we're looking forward to it. Bring your toys.
And then we get to play with them too before.
Oh, right. Yeah. We get
make sure they're working, you know.
Yes. Make sure that they're working right. You got to trial and error, right? You got to make sure they work before they go to someone else.
True. Exactly. All right. Well, Heidi, thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And we'll hopefully talk to you again next month.
Yeah. Yep. absolutely.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.